With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Concerned about crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, the president signed executive orders giving himself authority to crack down on crime in D.C.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He announced that his administration is taking over the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying hundreds of National Guard troops. While crime is a problem in the district, like in many U.S. cities, homicide rates here have been falling since 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he wants to hear Vladimir Putin's ideas for ending the war in Ukraine when they meet this week.
I'm going to meet with President Putin, and we're going to see what he has in mind. And if it's a fair deal, I'll reveal it to the European Union leaders and to the NATO leaders and also to President Zelensky. I think out of respect, I'll call him first. And then I'll call them after. And I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting. Or I may say, we can make a deal.
Europe and Kyiv worry a deal could be made without them. Neither Zelensky nor European leaders have so far been invited to Friday's summit. Police say three people have been killed in a shooting at a Target store in Austin, Texas, and a suspect has been detained. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis said during a news conference that the suspect fled the scene after the shooting, stole, then wrecked a car, and hijacked another. The shooting came amid back-to-school shopping ahead of the upcoming school year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropped 64. This is SRN News. Atheists attack the Army.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point remove the school crest from Bibles that are made available to the cadets. A formal letter of protest has been sent to Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, calling the Bibles a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The secretary is not backing down, however, telling Fox News that the Bibles encourage the West Point credo of duty, honor, country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. Instead, they're being separated without retirement benefits. The decision means transgender service members must choose between a lump sum separation payment or leaving the service without benefits. An Air Force spokesman confirms that no exceptions to this policy were approved. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slip below their record highs as Wall Street waits for an upcoming update on inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% and is just below its all-time high set 2 weeks ago. The Dow slipped 0.5%. The Nasdaq shaved 0.3% off its record. The highlight of this week for Wall Street is likely to arrive on Tuesday, when the government will report how bad inflation was across the country in July. A hot reading could discourage the Federal Reserve from delivering the cuts to interest rates that President Trump has been demanding. The Dow is down 200 points today to close at 43,975. The Nasdaq lost 64 to 21,385. The S&P dropped 16 to 6373. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.